This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Right, live tonight as the snow melted. This is Lock and Load. Yeah, we had snow in the upstate of South Carolina. And, you know, I always feel funny when I have to call Minnesota, where GCN is, and say, we got 2 inches of snow, so I can't do the show. It's just embarrassing. But, yeah, well, I'm in South Carolina. Mackenzie, this is Mackenzie, right? Scott. Oh, so the old master is on there. I got the old Jedi working with me tonight. So, yeah, I understand that. But, see, it's not up to me. I don't run the utilities here in South Carolina. And neither do they when there's 2 inches of snow piling up on anything. But, hey, anyway, it's Thursday. And since we didn't get to do what we normally do on Wednesday, we're going to do it tonight. So, leading off, we're going to – joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
I know that 2 inches of snow don't mean anything to you northerners either. You just sort of like probably sitting back, huh? 2 inches, huh? Yeah, okay.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what have you guys got for us this evening?
I've got this, and consider it. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. That's from The Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll, who gave us Alice in Wonderland as well, and Through the Looking Glass. And we do live in a looking glass world. And every day that goes by, I am amazed how ridiculous the world does look and how much more ridiculous coming out of the words of Democratic politicians and those that would serve our country best by serving its own citizens least. I want to talk a little bit about the law, and I want to do it in the context of the immigration matter, because what we see happening is something that could affect everything that occurs in this country. I think that the immigration situation will, when I lay this out, become clear why I'm concerned about the future of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We understand law as two basic types, natural law and man-made law, all right? Natural law, we say, is law endowed by the Creator to man. Natural rights within that law operate as boundaries beyond which man-made law must not transgress. Man-made law, for its part, must be consistent, not ad hoc. It must be based on precedent, serve the interests of American citizens first and foremost. Now, when we hear such lofty words from politicians and commentators about what they see as the rule of law, and they throw the law and morality at us, but it becomes clear to me that they're not interested in either law or morality. They are interested only in ruling and compelling the governed to accept their rule. And they will do so either with a velvet glove or a heavy boot. Now, we've talked quite a bit in the past also about fake news and about what is truth, what is fact. And I pointed out the idea that, well, when we talk about fake news, it's not always that literal. It's not simply a matter of an individual presenting a particular proposition about the world, and then it turns out to be false. It would have to be a lie, an intention to deceive. And it's much more subtle when we look at what mainstream media does in terms of how it addresses the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, how it addresses the immigration issue. And we would tend to think, though, one thing that I would think is very important is consistency. I like to see it in politicians, but we rarely do. We do see it to some extent in Bernie Sanders, if you can agree with him or not. I generally do not, but at least I know where he stands. And the same with Donald Trump. We know where he stands. And he's being pushed this way and that against the better interest of the American citizenry. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the immigration bill. Well, actually, let me read this to you, and I'd like to get your feedback on it. It's a quotation, and it's from a politician. And it reads like this: all Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use imposes burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration is moving aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes and to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by a commission. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it. I'd like to get your thoughts on that, Bill, and I'd like to get Stephen's thoughts, too.
I think it's great. Who wrote it? Who said it?
Well, who do you think said it, Bill?
Well, it sort of sounds like Trump, but I may be wrong. It might be the Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
Well, you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
You're going to be surprised. We have a surprise for you, Bill, and everybody listening. That's not, if you remember that what Roger just said, this is a big surprise. Who said it, Roger?
Well, it came from the 1995 State of the Union address by President Bill Clinton.
Ah.
Whoa. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened indeed? What is truth? What is lie? What is a consistent narrative, but what isn't? How did we get from illegal aliens to undocumented immigrants? What happened in the space of 15, 16, 17 years? How is it that the Democrats would have a policy regarding immigration that is locked on with what Trump is saying? And now, if these words came out of his mouth, they would hit him hard for it.
Wow, we got to get that quote on Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Bill. Maybe you could do something with that quote on your radio show. And
well, I mean, I'm sure people have used that before. I've heard Hillary Clinton out there saying gay marriage is wrong and there's no room for it and all this other stuff. They're shapeshifters. They're out there doing whatever they have to do based upon what everybody's yelling at them. And that means there's no real conviction. It's just out there. They just want to be in power and popular and all the cool kids and everything else. That's what that means.
Go ahead.
We're coming up on the first break. And are you going to continue on with that in the next segment, Roger?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No. Okay.
Well, he's going to give me a minute or two. Right, Roger?
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys work on that. You guys work on that. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find that at arbalestquarrel.com. They are featured writers at amoland.com. And when it doesn't snow 2 inches in the upstate of South Carolina, they're normally here on Wednesday. But since I had to abort last night, they're here tonight. And this is Lock and Load.
Pomeroy and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, everybody that has been listening as long as you have, and you know how I normally do things on the show, you're going to want to be listening. Well, next week it's going to be Rob Morse and his crew. He's bringing in everybody, and he's going to guest host the show. But I'm going to be calling in from SHOT Show in the third hour, at the opening of every third hour for the next five. Well, won't be doing it Friday because I'll be in the air. But Tuesday, I'm going to make a announcement of paramount importance to the show. If you're interested in that, it'll be the opening segment, hour three, on Tuesday. That's coming up next week. Right now, though, we're talking to the guys from Arbitless Quarrel. We're talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli. Did you guys work out what we're going to do next here? Roger, you going to finish talking about immigration?
Yeah, or? I want to finish up here with a couple of things because then we can segue into my concern, again, for the Bill of Rights, which I reiterate constantly, because without the Bill of Rights, our country comes to an end. And it comes to an end very abruptly. But I think it's important to see in the context of what happens with how politicians treat immigration, because what they do with that could just as easily act on our First Amendment rights, Second Amendment, and Fourth Amendment rights, among others. And I was looking, I was doing a little research, and I saw that it was President Obama, as I recall, had basically, through executive order, had created a DACA program, all right? And that was the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Now, that was a 2012 policy, and it suspended the deportations of about a million so-called dreamers who were brought to the country illegally as minors. Now, there was a second act that, not an act, but an executive order that he created in 2014 that basically complemented the DACA. That was DACA, D-A-T, as in Peter A, Deferred Action for Parental Accountability, that would suspend deportation to more than 4 million alien parents, adults who intentionally, consciously crossed the border illegally into this country. Now, I recall that back in, it was 2011, President Obama was asked about what he thought about the Dreamer Act. And remember, this actually goes back to 2001. And there's been attempts to get the DREAM Act passed in Congress in 2008, I believe, 2009, 2010, 2011. It can never be done, even when the Congress was really run by the Democrats. And that was the reason that Obama apparently decided on his own that he would do some sort of stopgap with this DACA and DAPA. But originally, he had said, as a constitutional lawyer and as a president that is bound by his own, that he will faithfully execute the laws of Congress. But he said the absence of any immigration action from Congress. Well, wait a minute. Before he said this, he explained that he lacked the power to unilaterally suspend deportations. He said that I cannot suspend deportations through executive order. And then a year later, he says, in the absence of any immigration action from Congress to fix our broken immigration system, he would act without Congress. And that was the DACA. Now, apparently, I wondered about this concept of broken immigration system. And it may have been Obama who was the first to bring it up. But is the system broken? Is it rather not the fact that you have individuals that came into this country and a million, 5 million, 10 million, 11 million, they didn't come in overnight. And they must have come in with someone's permission and clearly without any attempt to close the borders. And to say that the system is broken, that the law, the congressional law is broken, is really to say that, well, we don't like it anymore. And that would be some Republicans, the centrists, as well as the Democrats. And the concern that I would have is they could stay just the same with our Bill of Rights. Now, we know very well that Democrats do not like the Second Amendment. They would say it's archaic, it's anachronistic, it's obsolete. and it would be best if we get rid of the thing altogether. And they could very well say that our gun laws have broken without realizing that, well, they may be able to change laws, but you would like to believe there's some consistency. But they cannot override the Constitution, but they would attempt to do so. And if we lose through the immigration, getting new immigration policies where you have these illegals from various countries that are not steeped in our law, they're not steeped in our history, they're not steeped in our core values, and from their standpoint, they could care less where the Second Amendment is denigrated and eventually repealed or simply ignored. And we see that with the First Amendment as well. Statues are taken down. Forget our history of the Civil War. There are some generals that are good. There are some generals that are bad. We pronounce moral judgments, and then we create laws around some individual sense of morality. And because many of these people can be pushed around, manipulated into giving up their Bill of Rights, it behooves us to understand the law and how the law is being misapplied, misused by both the past presidents and by Congress itself. We should not be blinded by the notion that, well, whatever is done for our benefit, because we know damn well that it isn't. Stephen, do you want to chime in?
Well, I don't know what to say to that, Roger.
Well, we only got a minute left, so, I mean...
All right, let me come in on the third section, because what I'll do is I'll try and get some interest here in what our great president did today outside of Pittsburgh at H&K Industries, where he talked about the positive effects, the overwhelmingly positive effects on the new tax bill, and how that's affecting day-to-day, everyday families and employees and businesses and our economy, and how the mainstream media is not talking about it. And that's something maybe I'd like to talk about. We need to stand up for the mainstream media. We need to figure out a way on how to boycott them, hurt them in their pocket. A lot of people aren't listening. They're tuning off. They're not believing them. But we need to really hurt them. I don't know. Maybe we can think about a lot of ways to do this.
We'll start working on that when we get back. I guess this hour, our arbalest quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You sit on the edge of a lake, worries floating away with each breath. You have just bundled your ATV and RV insurance and saved a large sum of money. Now all is perfect. You carry on a conversation with an owl. He asks most of the questions.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli. And Stephen was going to, which industry was this that the president was at earlier today?
H&K.
The gun company?
I was wondering. I don't think it was, but it might have been, you know what? I don't know. It might have been the parent company, but I don't know if H&K is in outside of Pittsburgh. I'm going to check that out.
I don't think it was.
I think, but it had something to do with manufacturing, and it was okay. It was great. I watched it for about a half hour, and then you know what, Phil? Interestingly, I had a really nice conversation with a young fellow today. I can't say he's a friend. But he's certainly an acquaintance, and I could see us becoming friends. He's from the Middle East, speaks several languages, and we were talking about all this stuff, politics. You know, he obviously, like all of us, except for an American Indian and Hiawatha herself, of course, Pocahontas. oh, my gosh, when I think about that, gosh, I said, gosh. We're all immigrants, so we know that. But, I asked him, I said, I like to travel. So I said, have you ever been to Dubai? And he said, yeah, sure, several times. My family's there, sister's there. I said, really? Is it expensive? We talked about that, the food, what it would cost, and what to do. And then I said, can you become a citizen, like, Saudi Arabia? He said, what, are you kidding? You have to be born there. They have such strict immigration. And I said, that reminds me of Switzerland, same thing, and Liechtenstein. These countries, they know better to take care of their own citizens. And that led us to other conversations. We talked about President Trump. We talked about how important it was. Now, this young fella has a carry pistol permit in Connecticut. You know, so we talk about guns a little bit. He, like everyone, would love to see national carry reciprocity. And again, we're not hearing about that too much, to my dismay, and maybe everyone listening too and wondering why, because there are all these other big things going on. Well, again, let me try and make it a little. So let's use that thimble again. That thimble theory. Everything is pretty big on top, and then it comes out simple. Donald Trump is our president. He's the executive. We must protect him, defend him, support him with no questions asked. We have a Senate. We cannot lose another seat in the Senate that is pro-Bill of Rights. The conservative Republican Senate must remain strong. Why? Because our president will nominate one or two more Supreme Court justices, and the Senate, if we have control, will get them appointed. The House as well is important for other legislation that we need to address for the American people, for our country. And that means that the Supreme Court and our circuit courts will have the kinds of justices that will protect our constitutional rights for decades. This is the big picture. Now, when you hear CNN and MSNBC and you read the New York Times and you read all the mainstream and you listen to the mainstream media, I'm thinking, okay, we got to boycott them. Why not sue them? Why not do what they do to gun manufacturers? Just tie them up in court. Okay, when there's something libelous or something scandalous that they do, because I cannot believe the First Amendment is what this is all about, allowing them to say whatever they want.
Let me ask you a question about that. Now, they said whatever they wanted in the election, and you know, their circulation, their ratings, they're not being watched by as many people as it used to be.
Right.
People are going for the alternative ways to get information nowadays. And,
right.
Is it worth our time to tie anything up with that going after them when we can just let them continue? They think that they're doing the exact same thing they did in the run up to the election, which if it's being perceived and received the same way it was, that means nobody's listening to them. So does it matter? It's one of these things.
Bill, I got to hand it to you. It's an excellent question, but why not take a few jabs? Bleed them a little bit, you know?
Well, I don't know.
What would it cost? Why don't we just take them to court? Even if you don't win, just wear them down. That's what they do to the gun manufacturers. That's what they do to good people. I can tell you, we don't have time on your show. We would need to have it run 24/7. But stories of a guy trying to get a gun permit here in New York can't even get a job. They want to hire him at a armored guard company, and he can't get the job without a gun permit, and he can't get the gun permit, so right. He can't get the job. So, you know, look, there's a lot of stories. But when we talk about immigration, and that's what Roger's, you know, huffing and puffing about today, and you know why, and rightfully so, because I don't see how or why we can have a budgetary shutdown in our government, which I consider totally unacceptable, and any kind of measure tied into immigration and the budget, when you have our military that's dependent upon it and our whole functioning government. You have an economy that's doing better daily. We have a stock market that's reaching historic highs. We have American companies, Apple, for example, is just one example, that are giving bonuses to employees without being mandated to do it. They're doing it purposely. They're giving higher wages without being told by the government. Okay, and they're committing to bringing back their businesses and building big plants back in the United States. This all happened within 30 days. We don't hear about this in mainstream media. We gotta, I don't know, again, I'm not a genius. I haven't invented the wheel, but anybody listening, all I'm doing is throwing out some questions. What are you doing? What can we do together to stop this crap? That's an okay word, right?
Yeah, that's an okay word. I'm just
all right, no,
you know.
I'm using a lot of refrain. All right, because you know it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Yeah, the mainstream media. I mean, remember the French Revolution, the Fourth Estate. They can't continue. The First Amendment can't give them carte blanche. I'm sorry, and I'm not a lawyer. Roger's the lawyer. Roger, you're going to have to look into this. All right.
Well, I mean, the First Amendment gives the First Amendment protects most the offensive stuff, right?
I don't know anymore. I'm confused.
Well, it does. It does. And I'll
tell
you.
Were you talking about the press, or are you talking about?
I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about everything. The press, you know, the press is unmasked. This is somebody out there right now that's still doing the same song and dance they've been doing forever, but now they don't have an audience anymore. They're dancing in front of an empty auditorium.
Well, you know what, though? You go to the airport, and I go to a lot of airports, and I can't see Fox News. I only see CNN. Okay? When I'm in my hotel room in some foreign country, all I see is BBC or CNN. All right? And so, you know what? They're on the air. Now, somebody's listening. Yes, they might not be caring or paying attention or doing anything about it, but it's in their subconscious. And you know what? I believe they should be called out and held accountable whenever they say something that's not accurate. Not reporting.
And that's fine. And they are getting that. That is happening right now. And they're being shamed daily by the president. He just came out with the fake news awards, which that's a new thing.
Yeah, great idea. So, I know,
yes,
15 of them. I can't go to bed at night until I finish watching Johnny and Hannity, and of course listen to the back, and of course Bill. Wait, and of course listen to the back shows of Lock and Load Radio.
Of course. Well, thank you for that. But
of course.
We're heading into the next break. That's where I was coming in. So when we get back, we'll finish this up. We're talking to the guys from Marvelous Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May this supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This hour from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli. We were talking about media in the last place. Now, did you guys see the latest figures that have come out on immigrants and crime?
Well, I know there is a correlation.
Well, no, I mean they published some figures out there as far as that goes.
Statistically significant that. Immigrants do commit a substantial amount of crime that's much larger in terms of their population than what you see in the general population of American citizens. I think that's the point you're trying to make.
Yes,
and a lot of it is violent, and a lot of it is violent crime.
Correct. But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, this ties into both things. This ties into both things you guys are talking about. Now, this is really bad for, you know, when we get out there, we're talking about illegal aliens and everything. These are people that shouldn't be in the country. So the question has to be asked, why would we put up with any kind of crime from them at all when we're trying to cut crime? Numerically, throughout the nation, the biggest gangs percentage-wise are Hispanic. They outnumber Black America by about 13-14% as far as how many members are in it, the populations of them and everything else. So it would just stand to reason that some of these guys are illegal. We know MS-13 is here. And at the same time, while media's out there trying to, you know, and we're going to use the term sinkhole because we can say that on the air. When Trump was supposedly to have said sinkhole about some of these countries, which, by the way, it was absolutely correct. It became a racist thing because these are countries where brown people come from. But is getting out there, and this is the narrative they're trying to drive right now is that because we don't want illegal immigrants, or because we think we should pick who the best and the brightest are, that makes us racist. While at the same time, we have a lot of things coming out. A lot of surveys and everything else are coming out about the illegal immigrants, and the press is getting hammered on this. Every time they come out and say something, if I was Jim Acosta, I would give up. I would quit CNN and go open up like a coffee shop because he just looks like a fool. So
yeah, he is.
So you know, with the stuff that I'm seeing come out and some of the tie-ins that we see and the cross pollination that's coming in, you know, with the Senate, that's coming up, they Democrats have got, what, 25 seats they've got to defend? And 9 of them are in Trump country? Yeah. And the thing about the House is, if the Democrats take the House, they will try to move and impeach the president, which won't happen, even if the Democrats had the Senate, because you have to have a supermajority in the Senate for that to go forward. So they will do this exercise in just optics if they take it. And it'll be a waste of time. My question here is with, especially with the media. The media with talk radio, with the alternative means, with the blogs and websites and podcasts. I haven't looked, but between now and the next time we get together, I'm going to look at what their share is. And it is not like it was when there was only 3 channels.
No.
But they are loud. They are noisy. I'll give them that.
And you know what? Where do they get all this money to send all their, I don't even want to call them reporters anymore. I mean, all over the world, flying them around to cover these stories. Where are they? Who's funding all these big ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN? Where are they getting their money? That's another good question. You know, I mean, really, because and one other thing before, you know what? Let me say it now, just in case we're coming close to running out of time. And Roger, I would appreciate as a friend, you could send me a bill for this, but as a patent attorney, you know, a specialist in intellectual property, I just thought of something. I'm hearing about this Me Too movement and all these kind of movements that they come up with these fancy slogans. You know what we should do? We should say, we come first. Let's patent that. We come first. Who is we? American citizens, the taxpayer. We come first. Why don't we get that out? We come first.
Well, basically, that's the measure of Trump's campaign.
Yep.
America
we
first.
Come, I'm not America first. We come first. There's another. Now we got another one. Patent it for me, please.
Trade Roger. I'll do what I can.
Moon, right? Mundo della Luna. Mundo della Luna. Come in, over.
Over. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Mundo della Luna. Patent it to me. We come first. Everybody on the listening, say it now. We come first. If you're an American citizen, you're a taxpayer. Who comes first? We come first.
Okay.
Boy, you guys are at a funeral or what? Is it a funeral?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, what's going on here? Anybody out there?
Hey. All right. Getting back to the media. It is interesting when you take a look at the First Amendment and you see both freedom of the press and freedom of speech. It would seem to be basically redundant. You have freedom of speech, and the purpose of the press is to be given, well, just that, speech. Yet we have a specific clause in there. And I think it has to do with the framers' concern that press as a legitimate institution beyond just individuals would be in the best position possible to protect against tyranny. You know, we have the Second Amendment and we have the First Amendment. Unfortunately, if the press is co-opted, then we have a problem. Now, what the mainstream media is saying is that, look, it's our job to keep the presidency on a tight leash. And whenever we see anything wrong, we will, chime up. But the problem is that they don't know when to stop. It's not simply that the president, they would disagree with certain policies, but there isn't anything apart from possibly when he authorized the naval bombing of Assad. That was one thing that was consistent with supposedly what Clinton would have done and what Obama would do now if he were still president. And that is in line with what they wanted in the Middle East, to get rid of all the dictators and create a vacuum. And they did a very good job of it. And now we got the mess to deal with all around the world. But the thing of it is, obviously, someone is behind. are in lockstep with each other. It doesn't matter if it's L.A. Times or Washington Post or New York Times or the Chicago Tribune. They're all putting forth the same messaging, the same sloganeering. The fact is that who are they representing? Are they representing their interests in support of America, of the American citizenry? I don't think
so. Of course they. What do you know? They're not representing.
No, they're not.
They have their own agenda. And on that very subject, Roger, it's my opinion, and I wonder, Bill, what your listeners are thinking. I believe that public schools and universities must allow free speech. I believe that private as well as public agencies and government organizations and bureaus must allow free speech. We must allow a difference of opinion. And
you're not even going there. I mean, look at the classics.
They want to rewrite the Second Amendment. Let's rewrite the First Amendment. Let's go, Roger. That's the second thing you have to do after you patent my idea. Okay, so don't go to bed tonight.
I think
we have to write another amendment. Another amendment. I'm sorry. We come first, and the Second Amendment by Stephen Dandrilli. That's it.
There you go.
All right. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm good with it. I have no problem. Let's go rewrite a few of them and use. They're worried about the vernacular of the time, but we have run out of time. Speaking of time,
what?
So yes, we have.
No,
yeah,
no, hours, I just hours. Warmed up.
Well, you know, that's
so
that's
all right. Next week,
live radio.
Listen, I hope it don't snow down there with you little cream puffs.
Yeah,
you got to learn how to be a little tougher than that. You understand?
Has nothing to do with me. But thank you for joining me this evening.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
All right. Coming up next, Chris Knotts from the Firearm Policy Council, or the Firearm Coalition, excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.